for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
a diver's nightmare encounter off the coast of Perth.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John. Disney Day.
Yes, last week we said if we get 10,000 likes on this post on Facebook, we would be playing Disney officially, kicking off at 7:30 this morning after a little sample there to get us started. But we want to know what songs you want to hear later on. Zave, is it fair to say you'd happily just play the whole Lion King soundtrack from now?
I'd happily play the movie. And we just shut up. We don't talk for the entire morning and we just play the movie through the radio.
Now, I just went and got my outfit and had to get changed out there, and that was not a sight to see, so I'm glad that you guys...
What are you wearing there now?
I'm now Cinderella.
I thought you were Princess Jasmine.
No. God, no.
Hang on, do they wear the same thing?
You're Aladdin.
But do they wear the same thing?
No.
That looks frozen. What's the girl?
Yeah, Elsa.
She looks like Elsa, but I'm actually Cinderella.
Yeah.
Have we just stumbled upon the fact that every Disney princess wears the same outfit?
I think we have.
Anyway,
they've just been sharing a dress on that whatever that app is.
I feel very girly. I didn't even wear a dress on my wedding day. So this is the first time. This is Griffo's dream, actually.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Look, Griffo. See you at 9:02, bro.
Hey.
Let's go to Mandra. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Are you a big fan of Disney Day?
A massive fan. I've been voting on the post constantly.
Awesome.
Now, Crystal, what is the ultimate Disney movie for you?
I'm pretty much with Xavier on this. Lion King's definitely the top two, followed by Tarzan.
Oh, okay.
Tarzan?
Now, so we just played The Circle of Life. What other Disney song do you want to hear today?
Literally anything from Lion King or Tarzan.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a song from Tarzan? Because I don't not like Tarzan, but I just think it's a surprise that that's someone's, like, out-and-out favourite.
I was just about to do that.
A lot of stuff.
A what, sorry?
A lot of songs by Phil Collins.
Oh,
of course.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's so
it
like?
Most of the soundtrack.
Really, I can't see. Sorry, Crystal. Every time we talk, I look at Xavier. That's what we do in the studio, and he's got this stupid. He's got the Simba head on, and I just can't take him seriously because he's got nothing changed below. So
he looks like Marshmallow the DJ, except with a lion head.
Well, you'll have to go to our Instagram story, Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan. But Crystal, we'll definitely have more Lion King for you this morning.
We'll get some Tarzan. Any chance to get some Phil Collins going? Zave, is it hot in there under the
lid? Oh, it's so hot. It is so hot.
There's not a lot coming from you over there. So are you Simba now or are you Xavier?
No, this is Simba. So, like, it's just a baby little lion. So it's Simba.
Simba.
Little cub. Simba. All right, let's go to Shannon, shall we?
Is Shannon good to go? Yes. Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Shannon.
Tale as Old as Time.
Sorry?
Tale as Old as Time from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Is it amazing?
Yeah.
That is one of the real classics. Real.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
You know the song from The Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Can you sing it for me?
No.
Just a tiny little smidge. Come on. Just give me a little taste tester. Everyone in Perth's waiting. I'm like, how does it go? Come on, Ryan.
It's a real ballad. I feel like Shannon or I couldn't do it justice.
But I don't think I can.
It's a beautiful moment, though. When the
But what does it sound like?
I can't believe you've never seen Beauty and the Beast before.
Well, not for a long time.
Well, I'm going to put that in as a vote because it is a good song, Shan.
Okay.
I'm not going to
force
you to sing
Shan.
It.
All right, Shan. Thanks, mate. Have a great day. Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hello. So it's Disney Day. After 7:30, we're going to be playing Disney songs on the radio voted by Perth because we got over 10,000 likes, all thanks to Xavier Ellis. How are you feeling about Disney Day?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a breath of fresh air that you guys are doing something different. I really love Disney songs and the whole Disney scene.
Thanks, Paul.
I've been to Disney a few times, so with the kids.
Oh, you've been to Disneyland. Well, we are hopefully giving away a trip to Disneyland today for kids Alpha Bucks as well. So there you go. Now, what song do you want to hear, mate?
Ooby-Doo, I Want to Be Like You by Blue the Bear and Mowgli from The Jungle Book. Remember one?
The Jungle Book.
Yeah. How
classic.
Does it go, Paul?
Ooby-Doo, I Want to Be Like You. Ooby-Doo-Doo-Ba.
Remember that one?
Good one, mate.
catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Lisa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, hello, now, have you Lisa. Heard Heidi's harmonies before? You know how it works?
Yes, yes, and every day, every Monday.
Yeah, and would you say that you are good at it?
I'm not sure, but depending on the song.
Okay.
But we'll try. Yeah.
Lisa, what's the accent I'm picking up?
Filipino.
Filipino, beautiful.
Yes. Okay, well, Alyssa, all you got to do is finish the lyrics. You got to sing it out loud, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right, do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Heidi's going first.
I'll give you a really great example here.
All right, here we go, yep. Heidi Anderson.
Hanging in the best friends, riding.
Nah. You're all right. You started right, I think.
Passenger side. Best friend's ride. Damn it.
None from one so far. All right, Alyssa, when the song cuts out, you sing. Here we go. If I lay here.
If I just lay here. Would you ride with me and just forget the world? Would you ride
with me? Did that lie with me? And you said ride with me?
Is that... yeah, I said ride.
I thought you said lied.
You've lied with me.
Yeah.
No, I was going to let that one slide through, but no. Honesty is the best policy. I appreciate it.
And right. Zaves, don't be tough on me and then not on Alyssa.
I want Alyssa to go to Tipple and have some fun.
Hey, Xavier is the judge and he will not be swayed, Heidi, especially by a competitor.
Okay, here we go. She's so she's so lovely, cause she's so high. She's so lovely,
she's so high. That was excruciating to listen to.
I didn't mean to.
Fun fact, right? You know I used to say
that. I got that right before you go off.
The guitarist who used to play for Savage Garden, next door neighbor, he's actually in that song as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That same guy.
Yeah,
never
send
him my lyrics there.
Oh, no, don't worry. I don't think we could even email that. The Outlook would blow up. All right, here we go, Alyssa. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
I'm not actually sure of that song.
It's a cracker.
Dave's knows.
Bit of Matchbox 20. Can't help but be scared of it all. Sometimes
the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. All right, so score check. Is it one Heidi Anderson?
Nil. One nil. Yep.
Alyssa. All right, Heidi, if you get this, it's all over.
Yeah, baby. And I wonder if you know how it really feels. To be left outside alone. And then I'm left alone. To be left outside alone.
Yeah. When it's cold out here. I don't think there's any songs. I'm just going to help you out here for future Heidi's harmonies. I don't think there's a song in the world that finishes with.
Okay. You don't have to be so aggressive.
I know, I'm just giving
it a go.
I love that. I love that you give it a go, but you're never going to get them right when you do that at the end.
Yeah, but that's me trying to get the words out.
Oh, okay.
He's just trying to help. Dave's just trying to help. All right, Alyssa, if you get this right, you will be getting yourself some tickets to Tipple, because if you're the same as Heidi, we'll give you the tickets. If you don't get it right, it's all over.
It's all over, sister.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep. Okay. Thinking even you are, I like a girlfriend.
I fired it.
Oh, yeah, so you pay it for her.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
Alyssa, you and three friends off to Tipple, Perth, to greatest spring racing garden party. Tipple is now trackside. Congratulations, well played.
Thank you so much.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
If you're watching Disney movies with your kids or your friends or whatever, as an adult, I think you see things referenced that you might have missed when you're a kid. And we're chatting about that now. Just speaking of The Lion King, there was another one that I came across this morning. So Nala's face during a scene where it is implied that Simba and Nala consummate their relationship in The Lion King has been called out for being too realistic. Her face, the way she just looks at him.
Really?
The prowl. But I mean, that's
stern look of like,
but she does
it's
have,
on.
And she does get sexy eyes, doesn't she?
Yeah, but so she should.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Is she
I
mean, the one being played by Beyonce in the remake? Or she's Beyonce's doing the voice or
yes.
something like that?
Yep, yep, yep.
Whew. I mean, yep. Beyonce, they, imagine being the director. Actually, Beyonce, oh. if you just be a little bit less sexy and just tone it down a little bit, mate, that'd be great.
But 131060, we're chatting about that now. We'll chuck up some of them on our Instagram story because you have to see the photos to believe it, like the one in Monsters, Inc.
Oh, the one in Monsters, Inc.'s got me absolutely staggered. Is that an M-rated movie?
No. But I mean, like, the mum was obviously having an affair with Uncle Roger.
Well.
Jared.
Hello.
Yep. Jared. Hello, Jared.
What's happening, guys?
Good, you know, just talking on the radio, mate, doing our job.
Oh, I've got a couple because I was watching on the weekend and in Beauty and the Beast, it's like, and they're singing a song, it just sounded dodgy because she's like, barely even friends, and then somebody bends.
Barely even friends, then somebody bends. Hang on a second.
Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so what are they implying? Like friends with benefits?
Well, I think that it might have just been a quick night at hippie club and you met someone and you're barely friends.
Wow. Yep.
Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Oh, my God. Jared, thank you so much for
pointing that. Did you say you had two, Jared, or just
well,
that?
Well, yeah, because I watched Shrek and it just made me laugh because, like, you know Lord Farquaad?
Yes.
Yeah. Just say that quickly and, yeah. You can't say it on radio.
Yeah, well.
Don't even what is attempt it, Ryan?
It. It is Lord. No. Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, say it slowly.
Lord Farquaad.
There we go. You got it.
Is that how I say
Lord
it?
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Let's get back into the tunes.
What
hey?
Do we
let's
think go, of?
let's go play.
Who else can we call Lord Farquaad?
Let's go play some ads and okay. we can get back into the tunes.
I think here's Heidi being a bit of a Lord Farquaad again.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
When I first started working in radio, I got warned.
Mm.
Be very, very careful when you talk about religion.
Oh, yes. What is it? Religion and politics you shouldn't bring up in conversations, like with your friends, supposedly.
Really?
Well, I get a lot of complaints when I talk about religion. So
sent a Bible once, Dave. So
by someone who listens to the show. Yeah.
The Bible. If I held a Bible in my hand, I actually think it would catch fire. But anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about religion because something's been making news throughout the last week. And if you haven't heard, here's your chance to catch up.
The federal government is set to announce new laws that will prevent schools from excluding students based on their sexuality or gender identity. The Australian newspaper reports Prime Minister Scott Morrison will outline the proposal to give more protections for gay students.
Now,
can you just give us up to speed? Because I know I've read little bits and pieces about this when ScoMo, our Prime Minister.
ScoMo's done something.
He originally, but
Julia Gillard in 2013 introduced these laws that allowed Catholic schools to expel / not allow homosexual students to enter their schools. Now, 131060, give us a call. Give us your opinions on the rights that some of these religions have. I think it's time that we eliminate almost all because I think religion...
All eliminate... Churches.
No, rights. Oh, right. Different rights and exceptions that these religions get because they have actually, and I don't want to say get away with murder, but...
They get away without paying tax.
They've got away with a lot more than that. 131060, let's have a chat about it. So what's happened is in the past, so for example, my homosexual sister, if she was gay throughout school, which she was, but wasn't open, she would not be allowed to go to the school she went to. And I find that
just straight up,
and I am from a very, very strong Catholic family. I go to church.
Yeah,
I used to go to church every Sunday, 9 o'clock, hung as a dog. Yeah. I would still go to church, but
because isn't it about acceptance? Like that's the thing that we're like. I got sent to a Catholic school because I was too naughty, and my mum and dad wanted me to have kind of a strict upbringing at the school because they couldn't get me in line. But the thing that I was taught by my religious teacher was that we needed to accept and love everyone. And that's what Jesus, and that was what his whole mission was. So that's what I don't understand, how that they can bring these laws and rights in. You're excluding someone.
Well, under Section 38 of the Sex Discrimination Act gives religious schools an exemption from the law under religious freedom.
So how would your sister, or even you just reading that this is actually not even, it's being debated, does it make you like mad? And is she...
I actually didn't even know it existed, to be honest with you, until last week, that these religions and churches and schools have different rules and regulations than everywhere else. I just think it's ridiculous that in today's society we've come such a long way that to still, I don't know, not accept minorities. And I understand churches have their book and their story, their beliefs and that sort of stuff. But I think there's a real reason why no young people go to church. I go to church and I'm the youngest there, and it is no one's interested in church at my age anymore. And it's because they can't keep up with the times. And I think,
well, that's the thing, isn't it? I think we saw with the gay marriage, and I think we talked about this on the old show, Zaves, in Ireland, there's this whole new movement of them kind of like moving with the times.
Yeah.
And they were the stuff that they're doing in churches and stuff to introduce young people back into the church is amazing. And they're not excluding. And it feels like we're going back 100 years just even having this conversation on the radio.
Now, I do need to say, not all Catholic schools or whatever do use this
as hashtag not all schools.
No, they don't. They don't expel. Like, they can turn a blind eye, but I just don't even think you should be turning a blind eye.
Yep.
It's just accept everyone and treat everyone as equal.
That's kind of common sense, isn't it?
Well,
what's the deal with common sense, Hyde?
It ain't that common these days.
All right, well, 13.
Did I get a complaint there? Did I go, I was pretty,
I think you were good. And I
tiptoed around my
religious
views.
I'd like to hear
views.
Other people's opinions.
Yeah, 13 1060 is the number. We'll have your thoughts up next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
All right, now we've got an anonymous teacher at a religious school. Good morning, anonymous.
Good morning.
Now,
hello.
What's your thoughts seeing this in the news at the moment?
It makes me really angry because with like kids, especially when they're really little, I've seen it before where you could swear that like a four-year-old will end up gay, and then 10 years later you're just like, wait, hang on, what? And he's not. So you can't really discriminate based on that because it's not a clear indication.
Mm.
But it frustrates me that like this actually happens to teachers as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
If a teacher is at a religious school, they need to be really careful with what they say, especially if they're part of the LGBTQ community, because they can lose their job based on this.
Now, Anonymous, a question regarding the teachers that can teach in... Is your school a Catholic school?
No.
No, okay. So I don't think it matters then. I was going to say, can you teach if you've had a child out of wedlock? I don't know if you...
Well, that's the thing.
I'm not sure if you can.
I think I've got a friend who teaches, but she's got to keep her relationship very... you know, like, quiet and stuff. But yeah, because there are so many things that you read in the Bible that people do.
From a few thousand years ago.
Yeah.
They walked on water.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Do you drink wine and do the red wine stuff on the Sunday mornings? Is that a thing, or is that an old myth?
Yeah, no, I do. I get the sip of the red wine.
Yeah, right.
Just to top me back up, and then away I go
just
again.
Just to make sure I can't drive home.
I did that and tried it at church once, and because I'm not Catholic, I got in so much trouble.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. That's against the
Catholic. How to get the bread.
Oh. Yeah,
really?
Not allowed. Yeah.
All right, I'll take that note down.
So only do that if you're baptised.
In Carlisle. Amy, what's your thoughts?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Ames.
I think so. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Catholic.
Mm.
They are different. A lot of people... don't think get that, but I think I've got a lot of gay friends and I've got absolutely no judgment against them, but my thought is that if you are homosexual, there are public schools that 100% won't discriminate. So it is extremely sad that, you know, if you do want to go to a Christian or Catholic school, that you may get that prejudice against you. But the other option is, If you don't want that, go to a public school.
Absolutely not. If you should be able to go to any school you want and not be judged for it. And I mean, the fact that you'd have to go to a different school because of your sexual preference, and like the caller before said, have to guess what that's going to be when they're 4 or 5, I disagree completely. You should be able to go to any school.
Also, Ames, I grew up in the country in a very, very small area. We had one school, it was a public school, which went to year 10. And then we had a Catholic school that went to year 12. Now, I don't think it would be fair for my sister, who ended up getting 99.7 on her VCE over in Victoria, to then have to quit school in year 10.
No, it's definitely not fair. I 100% agree with you guys. I guess being in the country, like, I've never grown up in the country. I'm from the city, I've never thought of that. But, I guess it's... I just always thought to myself, you know, why put yourself in that situation if there are other options? If
Well, I guess Ames, coming from my point of view, is that the public schools where I was, people didn't want to put them through them because the education wasn't high standard. Yeah. You know, in some places there is. The public school can be just as good as the Catholic school, but where I grew up in country New South Wales in Bathurst, the Catholic school had the better education.
Yeah.
So, but, and I agree, I understand what you're saying, but I think like what Ryan and Xavier are both saying, it shouldn't matter what our sexuality preference is. It shouldn't matter how we identify, whether it's female, male, gay, you know, whatever it is, our sexual preference, it shouldn't come to that. And if ScoMo can get this over the line, then it is, I guess, a move forward that, you know, and a little win.
I think it definitely will get over the line. I think there's no doubt about it. But thanks for the call, Ames, too,
yeah,
because
it is.
It is hard when you're going up against people that are quite opinionated,
yeah,
like
no,
us.
Yeah, I absolutely appreciate that.
Wouldn't the school that your sister go to be claiming, once she gets to such a great scores, they would be putting her on the posters and being like, yep, we've got an average of 96.3 and blah, 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 and here's one of our great students.
Grew up in a town of 200, yeah. And now she's one of the smartest person in the school. Yeah, no, of course, they're pretty happy with it.
There. What did you get in yours, Saves?
More than both of you.
Yeah.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Our next guests are on the current season of The Block and they work really, really hard.
God, I really need a beer.
Maybe they'd get more done if they put down the beer.
No, Hayden, don't put the beer down.
Please welcome, from Channel 9's The Block, Hayden and Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, mate. Very excited to chat to you. I know there's a lot of hype around you at the moment and the way that you're being portrayed on the show. So Zave's over here is a big fan of The Block. And me, myself, I tune in occasionally, but I'm probably not following it as much as I should be. But I've read a lot about your relationship and the way that you're kind of portrayed throughout the media. Would you
and how amazing Hayden and I are as a team. Yeah, that's awesome.
So a lot of them aren't saying that. And that's what, and I was going through your Instagram this morning and I came across a post and all the negative feedback that you've been receiving. And you wrote in this post that you were upset because a lot of people, especially women, were attacking you online. And a lot of people aren't seeing the true relationship that you have with Hayden and the laughter that you share and the positivity that you share.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's actually really surprising that it is women with kids as well that are attacking me. So it's quite rich coming from them. But then also at the same time, I also have a lot of married couples coming to me and saying, do you know what? You're exactly like my husband and I. So that's also a positive thing to hear. But I guess because we are being portrayed as the villains, if you could really use that word, then, they don't really want to show our relationship in its true form. Like Hayden and I have quite a fair bit of banter. I'm pretty much married to my best friend, which is, you know, really good in any kind of relationship because you're able to have that argument, have that banter, have a laugh, and then move on straight away, which is exactly what we have. But they, of course, just show, like what any married couple have is just the argument. So they just want to show that for us just because, you know, we're the so-called villains, I guess.
Yes. Well, I was going to say it's funny because when we spoke to Jess and Norm the other day, they were saying that they fight a lot more, but that's not being aired.
Yeah, so it really is just because of the editing, I guess, because they're, you know, the Aussie Bogan favourites they make, even when they do air their fights, they make their fights, you know, they put really kind of nice music towards it. Scott Cam isn't sarcastic when he does the voiceovers, things like that. It's not like I'm not saying Scott Cam is sarcastic naturally. I'm just saying it's just in
it's
the storyline.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you have almost every single episode been cast as the naggy, narky one that fights with a lot of people. Have you had to go to Channel 9 and ask what's going on with the way you have been edited?
Yeah, or not so much Channel 9, but I got really annoyed at the social media team because I did say to them, like, you know, you guys have to show every single aspect of our relationship just because there's a storyline online. Oh, sorry, just because there's a storyline on TV doesn't mean that you guys have to follow that storyline.
So for example,
when, I don't know if you guys remember, but when Scott Cam invited all the families around for that A2 milk thing, so they did like a massive segment on Jess and Norm and having their family there, and they only literally shot one or two shots of, you know, Harlow, our daughter, being there. And then social media, when social got involved, they just did like this one segment on Jess and Norm. And so I rang up social and I was like, look, enough is enough. Like, this is pretty much the Jess and Norm show. everyone had their families there.
Yeah.
Not just, and I wasn't talking on behalf of myself. I was speaking on behalf of everyone, but I was like, everyone had our families there. You know, we had Harlow there, but the only one that you've posted on social media is Jess and Norm. So can you please just do us a solid and put everyone's family on there? And then, you know, I think within about 5 minutes or something like that, they went and did that. But, you know, for us, it's like, why did I have to bring that to your attention to do that? Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So what did Channel 9 say when you come on, like, our show now and I see the post you've put on Instagram sort of saying, oh, they're editing and they're making us look bad? Do they tell you not to say that, or do they respond, or do they just ignore it?
Well, funnily enough, I actually got a message from our publicity manager, and she said, you know, how are you feeling after that post? Like, it's good that, you know, are you feeling better after you've had that say? And, you know, I sent her a message back saying, yeah, I'm feeling so much better because people aren't really seeing that side of us. So they've actually been, or publicity have been quite supportive of us. And I've actually spoken to, you know, a couple of the Channel 9 producers and stuff, and I was like, look, it's all fun and games for the ratings and stuff like that,
but this is your,
you know,
life.
You guys have got to be careful because this is Hayden's job. Like, you know, there are people attacking Hayden's job now. This is our livelihood. So, you know, whatever we can do to kind of salvage it is what we're going to do. And they're understanding of that.
The thing is, isn't it, Sarah, once you sign a contract, you pretty much sign a way that they can do whatever they want. And I think we saw that, you know, on the honey, with the Honey Badger last night on the project on TV. He was saying the editing and stuff and the way that these girls are portrayed. I know, a completely different network, but I think their message is quite clear that it is a TV show.
Yes.
And people have to remember, now I'm not condoning your behaviour or anyone's behaviour or, you know, different things that go on, but we have to remember that it's a TV show and they are being edited for ratings and it's not real
life. That's exactly right. And we had the opens over kind of last weekend and, you know, there was something like 20,000 people there that came and, you know, every single one of them said to us, you're not actually the villains that you're portrayed as in real, like on, in real life as you are in, on TV. So, you know, it was really kind of nice and comforting to hear that, that, you know, obviously our family and friends know who we are. But, you know, pretty much all of Australia, aside from the few that, you know, get to meet us, they don't actually know. And, you know, I feel for the Honey Badger and what happened with him. We're going through, you know, the same kind of or similar situation with the editing. But people just need to realise that it is a TV show. It is set for ratings. And even though we do sign up for, you know, kind of what comes with that stigma of being a reality TV personality, that there are real humans behind that character, I guess you could say, that, you know, do read the comments and all that sort of stuff. And it is quite hard for us. And we have some idea of what we're getting ourselves into, but we don't know the full extent until it actually goes to air. So that's also that what needs to be remembered, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sarah, we do appreciate your time and hearing your side of the story. It's interesting to hear how it actually works behind the scenes. So I'm sure people of Perth are fascinated to hear that. So thank you so much for joining
us
this morning.
Thanks for your honesty, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Well, no worries.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I don't know if you guys saw this. It was front page of the paper, top story today. Two blokes were out spearfishing, one by the name of Steve Oakes, and they were charged by a great white. Now, what they did is the interesting story. I mean, and they survived, of course. But we've got Steve on the phone. Hello, mate.
Hey, g'day.
What? Tell us what happened, because, I mean, shark awareness saved your life, didn't it?
Oh, 100%, yeah, for sure.
So tell us the story.
So basically I was taking the boat out with Matt out off of Two Rocks. We got about 3 miles out and a kilometre north. I jumped off the boat and started swimming into the breakers when this 5-metre white just came flying up beside me, moving at a pretty reasonable pace for sure. It was definitely a proper charge. Got in front of me, did a turn on a dime and came straight back towards me. It was at that point where I realised what was actually going on.
And you were in the water?
Yeah, yeah. Did you have 100 metres away from the boat.
Did you have your spear gun ready, locked and loaded?
Yeah, yeah, we had our spear guns. We'd try and get to the Jewfish or something like that before the demersal ban kicked in.
Yeah.
Which ended up happening at the end of the dive. But, yeah, we had all our guns on us and everything like that, which was definitely a big help when the shark actually started to turn back.
Would they do much damage? Like, are the sharks too big that they barely noticed that anyway? Or is it...
Yeah. Well, it came up. Once it turned around and came right back into me, it was pretty confident that it was the dominant one in that scenario. So it came right up alongside me, like probably only about half a metre away, and I had to give it a little bit of a tiny poke. I wasn't fully confident at that point that the poke was going to do anything, and it didn't react at all to it, but at least it showed that I was putting something between me and it.
Yeah,
you
right.
Poked a great white shark.
Poking the bear.
And then what happened? Because like I said, it's shark awareness that saved you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So straight away I noticed when it turned around, its fin went back up to horizontal as opposed to vertical. I've done a fair bit of research into it through my degree and a bunch of other stuff, and that shows that the shark's no longer actually aggressive as it is inquisitive. So when it turned around and came back to me, I thought, all right, this thing's just going to, if it's going to bite me, it's going to bite me because it's wondering what I am. The fact that I didn't flee straight away showed that I wasn't a seal, because obviously a seal is just going to take off. Yeah. So I think it kind of realised, oh, hold on, this might not be my normal prey, which slowed it down for
sure.
Might
also be delicious though, all the same.
So you just stopped still, and that's what, so if you move and that's when sometimes they're like, oh, they're scared. And
yeah, for sure.
And then they're going for the taste test.
Exactly. One terrifying thing was when I stuck my head out of the water to talk to Matt while this thing was circling me. I just stuck my head up to quickly say, don't take your fins out of the water, make yourself as big as possible, that sort of thing, which he did really well of it. If he wasn't there, I definitely wouldn't be either.
I thought you were going to say you came to the top of the water and your mate Matt was on the boat already. But so you've done spearfishing now for a while. Is that your little shock treatment that might just keep you out of the water for a bit, or are you one of those sort of guys that it is what it is and sharks live in the ocean?
Yeah, not at all. I'm going to be in the water the next time there's good weather for sure.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, we're in the water only 10 minutes after that, still spearfishing. We only moved about 100 metres away. They're going to be there. If you understand them and know how to treat them and show them the respect they deserve and basically just understand the way a shark behaves, it's a lot easier to lower your odds in that sort of situation.
So how was your catch on the weekend? Did you feel up or...?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't really get too much. The boys that were out with us beforehand that we met on the way out, they got a few good fish, but I just got one good Jewfish.
Okay. Wow, yeah, Steve. Yeah. Well, what a story, mate. And like you said, shark awareness is the reason why you're still there. So, wow.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.